Let's welcome Carol Beer right now, who has the book review. Thank you, Carol. Kia ora, welcome.
Oh, kia ora, Catherine. This is a marvellous book. It's called Ama, and it's by Sarai De Silva. And I really do think that Sarai De Silva is a name to remember and watch out for. She's a rising star on the New Zealand literary scene, is what I believe. This is a wonderful debut novel. Some of your listeners might recognise her name, Catherine, from podcasts that she's a co-creator and co-presenter of, that it has been played on RNZ. Conversations with My Immigrant Parents.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah. She was also a guest a week or two ago, if people want to go back and have a listen to that.
Right.
But yes, she's great. Featured in at least Conversations with My Parents and more, I think. Carry on.
Yes. Oh, well, she's a remarkable young woman, extremely talented. Ama is a debut novel, and it's about three generations of Sri Lankan women, some of whom come to New Zealand. Josephina is the grandmother, and she's an extraordinarily beautiful woman. So one of the things that it explores is what a burden it can be to be so beautiful. Her daughter is Sithara, and she is a very clever woman who becomes a lawyer in New Zealand, but marries a Pākehā guy, Paul, who is abusive. So there's there's sexual abuse, but there's also terrible domestic violence in it. So there are some tough topics covered here, but beautifully handled. And then the granddaughter is Annie, and the novel begins with Annie. Annie, interestingly, is a gymnast and a stunt performer. She performs, plays doubles for actors in films, but also is into self-defence, and you understand why, because she's grown up with a father who basically beat her mother. But the novel begins with Annie going to London to find her uncle, Suri, who is Josephine's son, obviously, Josephina's son, and Sithara, her mother's brother. And there's just a lovely passage. I want to read a couple of lines. This is towards the end of the book. Annie, she can't believe that no one told her Suri is gay, that he's married to a man, that he's stylish and kind. Annie might actually have liked her childhood if Suri was around. What would it be like to have grown up with a brown man who cries and loves food and expensive dressing gowns? And I just smiled. There are some tough things, but there are wonderful moments as well, and terrible misunderstandings. People do some things that they regret when they're much older. But in the end, there's redemption and I think reconciliation between these three women and the lost brother. So there are some terrible men in here, but some lovely men as well. Ravi, who is Sithara and Suri's father, who Josephina married, they met under a banyan tree, and the banyan tree is an important image in the book. These sort of aerial roots dangling down, and the huge, you can almost hide between the roots and the ground. Ravi dies early, which is really sad. So Josephina, who's the grandmother, who Annie adores, has sad things in her life and things that she does that she regrets. But those regrets are dealt with beautifully. And in the end, you have reconciliation. Sithara has wonderful hair. So I have these images in my mind of the banyan tree and the hair. Ravi had this hair as well, and she's inherited it. And her hair almost it's voluminous, and it almost has a life of its own, and it responds to various situations. And it's quite wonderful, really, this image of this hair. Ravi's brother, Edward, really would love to have married Josephina and longs for her all his life. So there are some sad things. It's interesting because I read it twice. I read it a while ago and read it again for this review. And even though I knew what was going to happen at the end, I still felt quite emotional towards the end. It's interesting.
Very good.
It involves you so much. So watch out for Sarai De Silva. Read Ama. She's an up-and-coming star.
Thank you. Carol Beer from the Women's Bookshop has reviewed Ama by Sarai De Silva. It's published by Hachette. Costs $38.